Czech-US relations have been caught up in the massive release of secret US diplomatic cables released by the WikiLeaks server. One cable from the US Embassy in Prague, already put up on the whistleblower's server, provides a snapshot of how Czech and US diplomats began to recast their relations after the US dumped its plans for an anti-missile base in the Czech Republic. WikiLeaks' release of around 250,000 secret cables between US embassies and the State Department, which started late on Sunday night, is the biggest diplomatic leak in history. The description of French President Nicolas Sarkozy as an emperor without clothes, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin as an alpha male, and the Teflon epithet attached to the German Chancellor Angela Merkel are certainly not in the mainstream of diplomatic language. Other more serious revelations about the underside of diplomatic dealings include US spying on the United Nations and Arab demands for Washington to act against the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran. Czech-US relations are also included in the leaked material, though it must be said that nothing too undiplomatic or explosive has come out so far. The whistleblowing website has so far uploaded just one cable from the US Embassy in Prague to the State Department. That confidential cable from October 2009 gives an enlightening snapshot of an usually hidden diplomatic world. It shows Washington and Prague struggling to agree a new strategic anchor for their relationship a month after President Barack Obama dumped the anti-missile defense shield plans of his predecessor, founded on a Czech base and Polish interceptor missiles. Moves to reset the relationship seem to be hampered by an overwhelming Czech focus on military issues, while the US side is encouraging broader cooperation. Indeed, the then Czech Foreign Minister, Jan Kohout, is shown to have stalled one foreign ministry paper about the strategic concept because it was too narrowly focused. The ministry was still, however, seeking Czech involvement in a new security architecture, however it evolved. No major surprises there. But there are apparently another 1,270 documents from the US Embassy in Prague in the pipeline, according to the British newspaper The Guardian, one of five publications worldwide to have been given advance access to the WikiLeaks material. This compares with around 1,700 documents coming out of Vienna and Berlin, and just under 8,000 out of the Turkish capital, Ankara. The US Embassy in Prague has refused to comment or even say if it warned the Czech Foreign Ministry of the impending leaks. Petr Drulák is head of the Prague-based Institute of International Relations. He says the leaks are a catastrophe for diplomats.
I think it's actually probably devastating. There are some sort of information which needs to be kept confidential. It's not only in diplomacy, it's everywhere, you know, I mean, even in personal relations. When you talk with someone, sometimes you want to give him information about which you do not want others to be informed. So, and in diplomacy, this is actually quite usual because the sensitivities are much higher than in any other kind of environment. So I don't believe that the diplomacy can be done totally in public. Of course, the results of the diplomacy needs to be in public, needs to be duly ratified, but the very process needs to enjoy some sort of confidentiality.
In the long term, Mr. Drulák says diplomacy will be forced further into its shell, with even tougher precautions against the secretive world being exposed to the public.
The diplomats or the policymakers will have to find some other ways. They will be probably much more secretive than they used to be, much more elaborated schemes for cover-ups, and probably the sanctions for the leaks will be higher. So that would be probably what I expect, but Indeed, the question is how they will react. And so these are three or four options which I think can be used.
Petr Drulák of the International Institute of Relations there, ending that report on the WikiLeaks leak.